Hello friends, we now move into the next chapter of Import-Export Management Commercial Functions. We will now look at the various export promotion trade bodies. As far as our exports are concerned, there are a number of bodies, organizations which help you in your export promotions. Some of them are government bodies, some of them are private bodies. Let us look at them one by one. First of all, there is India Trade Promotion Organization. Then we look at India Brand Equity Foundation. Then we will look at Export Inspection Council. This is an inspection body having various laboratories. Then we look at one of the biggest export promotion organizations, that is FIO, or Federation of Indian Export Organizations. And then we look at other export promotion organizations in India and various other trade promotion bodies in India. First, the India Trade Promotion Organization, which is the premier trade promotion agency of the Government of India, primarily for organizing trade fairs, whether in our country or in foreign countries. It is committed to showcase the excellence achieved by our country in diverse fields, especially trade and commerce. As the nodal trade promotion agency of the country, it has had a pioneering role in the national trade growth dynamic since its very inception. Apart from the role in bringing the Indian business particularly helpful to those MSME sector closer to the global market, it was the first to popularize the trade fairs as a tool of trade promotion within the country. By organizing various trade fairs and exhibitions, as is at the exhibition complex in Pragati Maidan, it's a very vast area. Slowly, it has built up other centers also in India. Facilitating the use of Pragati Maidan for holding of trade fairs and exhibitions by other trade fair organizations, both from India and abroad. Mind you, even foreign organizations come to India to showcase their products and they are allowed the use of Pragati Maidan for holding their trade fairs. Besides, timely and efficient services to overseas buyers in vendor identification in India, drawing their itineraries, fixing appointments, and even accompanying them where required to visit various suppliers. Establishing durable contracts between Indian suppliers and overseas buyers. It is also assisting the Indian companies in product development and adaptations to meet the buyer's requirements. Most of all, it organizes buyer-seller meets and many other exclusive India shows with a view to bringing the buyer and seller together in a common platform. The main activities and services of ITPO is participation in the overseas trade fairs and exhibitions, arranging product displays in the Pragati Maidan for visiting overseas buyers, organizing seminars, conferences, workshops on trade related subjects, encouraging small and medium scale units in export promotion efforts. As I told you before, it's primarily an export promotion body. It also conducts in-house need-based research on trade and export promotion, mainly it enlists the involvement and support of the state governments in India, that is the governments of all the states in India, for promotion of foreign trade. And then all trade information services through the electronic accessibility is given at their business information center. During the years, they have built up many subsidiaries and they have also had joint ventures with certain other organizations within India. If you look at some of them, Karnataka Trade Promotion Organization is a subsidiary, Tamil Nadu Trade Promotion Organization is a subsidiary, National Informatics Center is an arm, Pimpri Chinchwad, New Town Development Authority has got a JV with ITPO. International Trade and Convention Center at Kerala have got a JV. FICCI, Federation of Indian Chambers of Commerce and Industry, has got a JV with ITPO. CII, that is Confederation of Indian Industries, Indian Gems and Jewelry Fairs are organized by ITPO. Visveshwaraya Industrial Trade Center also is one of the centers where such exhibitions and trade fairs are held. When we look at the next one, this is one of the most important, I would say, because it's a brand equity foundation. India Brand Equity Foundation. It was launched to promote India's brand, India as a standard brand, showcasing India brand equity. IBF's primary objective is to promote and create international awareness of the Made in India concept and labels in overseas market, and to disseminate, facilitate the dissemination of knowledge of Indian products and services. It works very closely with stakeholders across the government and industry to showcase India as a credible business partner, a preferred investment destination, a rapidly growing market, a provider of quality services and manufactured products. IBF is basically a knowledge center for global investors. International policy makers and world media seeking updated, accurate and comprehensive information on the Indian economy, states and sectors, they come to IBF. It regularly tracks government announcements in policy, foreign investments, macroeconomics indicators and also other business trends. And then it works with a network of stakeholders, domestic and international both, to promote brand India. A bouquet of communication resources are available, that is films, posters, panels, CDs, magazines, e-newsletters, industry reports. They comprise the Indian business kit that bring live the Indian business story. IBF follows a consultative an inclusive process in developing contemporary global business brands for India. It is not only showcasing Made in India brands, but it brings contemporary global business brands and showcasing them for Indian incorporated, that is Indian companies. India's fastest growing free economy, democracy is representative of the emergent realities in business and industry. The IBEF brand portrays distinctive qualities of all things Indian and has dynamism to build an enduring reputation in the competition of global arena. How? Fastest growing population of workers and consumers. We have the fastest growing telecom market. We have very huge investments in infrastructure development. And most important, we have developed leadership in knowledge-based industries. And all these are showcased by IBEF in the global arena. They have built up a website over the years. And that website acts as a single window to latest and in-depth information on India. It covers a wide spectrum of Indian endeavor and has emerged as a very important forum for showing our success. Weekly focuses on trends and specialties on Indian business, industry and economy, daily business news updates and email alert services, research across themes, sectors and industries, government policies tracked, special sections on contemporary issues like outsourcing, crossover culture, Indian MNCs. Yes, we do have MNCs in India, not only of the foreign origin, but there are many Indian MNCs. To name just a few, Godrej are a large MNC. Tata's, they are also very large MNCs. Then web directories of public and private institutions are also showcased in this website. Besides the website, they have got various publications. Mind you, all this range of IBEF is towards showcasing India as an export hub. They produce a wide range of well-researched publications focused on India's economy and business advantages. And these publications provide decision makers over a vast network with relevant detailed information on opportunities and successes available in India. They also help in benchmarking India against competing business destinations. Yes, we have a lot of competing business destinations, especially China. And there IBEF is leveraging the India advantage to the benefit of the international business community. India Now Business and Economy. This is a bi-monthly magazine which offers a comprehensive coverage of the Indian economy, its strength and potential across sectors. And it covers various other aspects of brand India, art, culture, tourism, etc. Next, we have the Export Inspection Council. Now, basically, Export Inspection Council, their role is more towards quality control and inspection rather than export promotion. Their export promotion is based on quality control, and the council was set up under the Export Quality Control and Inspection Act of 1963. Primary object was to ensure sound development of export trade of India through quality control and inspection, so that we export quality products and necessary they are inspected by this council. It is also an advisory body which is empowered to 1. Notify commodities which will be subject to quality control and or inspection prior to export. It also establishes standards of quality for certain notified commodities. And they also specify the type of quality control and or inspection to be applied to such commodities. Mind you, all commodities are not covered, but certain commodities are definitely covered. Under Export Inspection Council, we have Export Inspection Agency. This is the inspection and certification arm, Inspection and Certification Agency system of the EIC. Over the years, it has earned a global recognition as India's premier organization for certifying quality and safety of products to meet international standards. There are a total of 5 export inspection agencies with attached laboratories, 1 each in Chennai, Delhi, Kochi, Kolkata and Mumbai. And Export Inspection Council or EIC of India exercises technical and administrative control over these EIAs for the purpose of implementing the various measures and policies formulated by EIC. The mission, EIA mission or Export Inspection Agency mission, 1, to create an export inspection and certification infrastructure within the country based on international standards for certification authorities in consonance with World Trade Organization requirements. Mind you, our products have got to compete with the World Trade Organization requirements as far as international standards are concerned. And that is where the EIA becomes the testing and certification authority. They instill confidence in importers about the quality and safety of Indian exports, provide accredited state-of-the-art testing facilities in chosen frontier areas. They enhance capability of manpower through training to meet international requirements. To obtain recognition for India's export certification system and our major trading partners, they also participate in a number of international fora and project in Indian interests to be in sync with latest technological advancing for capacity building. The major services of EIA are certification of quality of export commodities through installation of quality assurance system within the exporting unit, as well as consignment wise inspection. Here, there are 2 methodologies which they adopt. Either they create the quality control methods within the factory or processing unit of the exporter, and if they are of a certain standard, they are certified without checking inspection of the commodities. But apart from that, the other units, exporting units, who are merchant exporters basically, for them each consignment can be inspected by them. There is a consignment wise inspection, certification of quality of food items for export through installation of food safety management system in the food processing units as per international standards. This is a very important issue, and that is where, that is the main reason where we are able to take huge strides in export of food items, processed food items. They also issue different types of certificates, such as health certificate, authenticity certificate to exporters. They also issue certificate of origin to exporters under various preferential tariff schemes. These are basically trade agreements between the countries where preferential tariff schemes are available, subject to condition of certificate of origin. And such certificates are issued to exporters by EIA. And they have got a very vast laboratory testing service in all their 5 centers. Then they also provide training and technical assistance to the industry in installation of quality and safety management systems based on principles of hazard analysis critical control point, HACCP or ISO 9001:2000 or ISO 17025. They have a recognition of inspection agencies as per ISO 17020, and they also recognize other inspection agencies as per ISO 17020. And certain laboratories are also accredited as per ISO 17025. And they are utilized for export inspection and testing of various products. Thank you, friends.